Blog Talk Radio.
Make me a house. Make me a house of bread. Make me a house. Make me a house of bread. A house of prayer.
Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer, Lord.
May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer.
Hallelujah. Never run out. May the fire of God never leave you. We want to thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of Kingdom Builders Development Institute, where we are truly blessed to be a blessing. I want to encourage you today. Call someone up. Tell them that we are here on the line talking about make me a house of prayer, that the fire of my altar will never burn out. No matter what you go through, no matter what you're going to, that the fire of God is resting in your altar. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. May the fire of the altar never run out. May the fire of the altar never run out. Ask God to make you a house of prayer. Ask God that the fire of your altar will never run out. Ask God with the fire of the altar never run out. Ask him to make you a house of prayer. May the fire of the altar never run out. May the fire of the altar never run out. Ask God to make you a house of prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because the Bible says that in Mark 11, hallelujah, my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. Jesus declared it. So let the fire of the altar never run out. Let the fire of the altar never run out. Let the fire of the altar never run out. Ask the Lord to make you a house of prayer. Father, we thank you right now for your awesome power. We thank you for your direction. We thank you for your power, your love, your forgiveness, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you in Jesus' name that you will come and you'll rest with us. You'll rule with us, Lord God, that we'll rule with you, Father. We'll be seated in heavenly places, Lord God. Father, I thank you that as the word go forth, that your people who are called by your name, that we have humbled ourselves and we are praying and we're seeking your face and turning from any wickedness, and that you would heal our land. So God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, and we thank you for the download. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. May the fire of the altar never run out. Again, ask God to make you a house of prayer. Amen, amen. A house of prayer. What is a house of prayer? It's a dwelling place for God. See, when your house is the house of prayer, God can dwell there. Amen. It's a place where a community of believers abide, you know, in perfect communion, in intimacy with one another. And they call on their Lord, and they can... it'd be one sound. Amen. Not a whole lot of sound, not a whole lot of talking, but one sound. And God hear that one sound, that it penetrate heaven, state hell, become a house of prayer. Make me a house of prayer. See, God does not desire for us to make prayer something we do when there's a situation, you know, an add-on, it's not just a monologue. We know prayer is a monologue and a dialogue, and of all the things he wants us to do is to communicate with him. And when we communicate with him, we're able to dwell in his presence, and then he can abide. He can abide with us. Amen. Come on, somebody. How many of us want the Lord to abide? How many of us want the Lord to be able to live in us, Lord, and so that he can lead and guide and direct us? If you are in agreement with me, I want to encourage you to just shout hallelujah. Because when you are in agreement with the word of God, you cause the enemy to flee. So just say, make me a house of prayer. And that the fire of the altar, hallelujah, will never run out. The fire of the altar will never run out. Amen. Glory be to God. You know, out of, think about what is God's desire, not just for your church. But what is God's desire in every ministry within the body? It's to be a prayer saturated, prayer obligated, prayer led, prayer in anticipation for God to move. expecting his hand to move. You know, out of all of our lifestyles, when we commune with God, the church receives all plans and purposes and strategies that she needs to fulfill her mandate on earth. So when we pray, God starts releasing things. Things start happening for not just churches, but for people and for communities and for leadership. So when you say, make me a house of prayer, what you're saying is saturate me with your presence. Abide with me. In a house of prayer, we see that as prayer will saturate every aspect of your life. Prayer will saturate your thoughts. It will saturate what come out of your mouth. When you say, make me a house of prayer, let me be in your will, Lord God, so that you can abide in me. You know what I'm talking about? When he can stay there, you know how maybe you've been somewhere and you're there, and after so long, you don't want to be there anymore because you discerned or you feel what's going on is not conducive to your spiritual growth. So you want to go. Well, I could imagine that the Lord feels the same way. He can't dwell in an unclean temple. And when he can't dwell there, guess what he's going to do? He's going to say, come on, Holy Spirit, let's go. Let's get out of here. So we want to be able to allow the Spirit of the Lord to dwell in our house. That's Mark 11, chapter 17. Amen. 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 The house of prayer saturates the church. See, in the house of prayer, we see prayer saturating the leader, the leadership. When prayer is going on, shifting in the spirits, unity happens. Communication with dreams happen. Amen. Giftings and spiritual power that was lying dormant, it activates and it comes forth. In a house of prayer, talking and listening is only to God. So you know when God is speaking. You're able to try the Spirit by the Spirit, and then you begin to know that it's God. Amen. And a stranger you will not follow. See, God characteristics of a house of prayer is your temple. Whether you're in a worship service or a business meeting or even a formal social event or gathering, the whole house of prayer presents the presence of God. Amen. It's a lifestyle drawing. You begin to draw people to the lifestyle they see that you're living. So that's why it's important that we don't live any kind of way. That's why it's important that we don't talk any kind of way. That's why it's important that we begin to embrace what God is telling us to do by saying, Lord, make me a house of prayer. Why do I need to be a house of prayer? So that when the enemy raised up his ugly head, you can look at him and say, I got you. Oh, yeah. Because guess what? That warrior mentality, it will take hold of everything that's not like God. Why do we need to be a house of prayer? So that we can fight off everything that's not like God. Amen. Yet though they slayed me, you can still live. Why? Because you are a house of prayer. I'm going to play a portion of this, and I want you all to get ready. Get ready. Get ready for God to put a spiritual deposit upon you so that you'll be converted. Not just being at a prayer meeting, but you'll be a house of prayer. Amen. And your altar will never burn out. Hallelujah. I want you to get into this prophetic move of God.
Lord, make me a house Make me a house of bread. Make me a house of bread, a house of bread.
Lord, make me a house, make me a house of bread. Lord, make me a house, make me a house of bread.
The fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of bread.
Make me a house of prayer. And not only make me a house of prayer, allow me to have the fire of God. The fire. Because God is a consuming fire. And everything that's not like him, it cannot live. Fire of the altar. Let it never run out. See, the house of prayer is built for the presence of God to dwell in, not to visit, not to look at you, but to actually inhabit you, to actually change you. And as a result, God's presence will spill over for the church, for your friends, for your enemies, for your community. And we will see God's power transform those issues in our life, transform our churches, our cities, our nation, our world, when we become a house of prayer. Can you imagine? Everywhere you go, you look around, it's a house of prayer walking, house of prayer getting on the bus, house of prayer getting in Lyft, getting in Uber, house of prayer. Every time you look around, it's a house of prayer. Hallelujah. When people gather to pray, then Christ's life, or should I say Christ's desire, or should I say Christ's affliction will flow through his body to a dying world. I'm talking to somebody. See, God is trying to tell us that only till we surrender all to him we owe, when we begin to get on our knees again, when is the last time you've been on your knees? Some of us will say, well, you know, I can't even get on my knees. They hurt. I just lay in the bed and pray. I don't even lay prostrate anymore. I just talk to him. You know, we got that kind of relationship. Humble yourself to the mighty hand of God. We're talking about making you a house of prayer. Let God saturate everything about you. Let him saturate your thoughts and that mouth of yours. Okay, I'll tell you what. That mouth of mine, let him saturate that mouth of mine. Let him saturate that house, that tongue, the eyes, the ears. Let him do a downpour into my house. Let him fill my house so it may overflow with his presence. And then when the enemy rise up his ugly head, I am loaded and ready. So you begin to become such a prayer warrior because you are a house of prayer, that you're on the lookout for him. Amen? Okay, let's keep on moving. We're talking about a house of prayer to become corporate prayer. So if I take this house and that house and I build my community with all these houses of prayer, now I have what? Corporate prayer. Why is corporate prayer important? I'm going to give you some scriptures so that we can understand that corporate prayer is essential for a corporate blessing. Amen. Now, I just don't want to be blessed. You know, when you go to different churches, and I'm not putting church down because the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. But truly, we're the church. Amen. Not the building. But let me just read 1 Timothy, hallelujah, 2nd chapter. And I think I'm going to read verses, I'll read 1, verse 1 and verse 2. Hallelujah. And I'm reading from the NIV version. And the Bible says, I urge then, first of all petition, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings, even Trump, for all of those in authority, that we may live peacefully and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. So God is saying, if you do this, I'll do that. If you send forth those petitions, if you intercede, if you do prayers of thanksgiving for all people, he said, I'll give you a peaceful life. I'll give you a quiet life in all godliness and holiness. See, that's a command. That's not him just talking. But he's letting us know what he will do for us. Let me read. I'm going to read verse, hallelujah. First, it's still 1 Timothy 2. Let's see what 8 says. 8 says, therefore, I want the men, okay, everywhere to pray, lifting up holy hands. How long ago have it been since you truly lifted up your hands and said, thank you, Jesus? But listen what the Bible says. Lifting up holy hands without anger or disputing, kind of our Lord, make me a house of prayer. In order to become a house of prayer, guess what? I have to get over some things. I have to forgive some things. Amen. I have to make a decision to just let it go. Let it go and let God. I still say, Lord, make me a house of prayer. Amen. See, when we pray, we want to pray on one accord, because otherwise prayers, they get stuck in the room. So when you have your prayer team, you want to make sure everybody's on one accord, because you don't want to pray amiss, and you don't want to waste your time or God's time, and you don't want to send a sound of confusion that don't even make it to heaven. But let me see what the Bible says about 2 Colossians chapter 4, and I'm going to read, 2, 3, and I'm going to read 4. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says, devote yourself to prayer. No, we want to devote ourselves to everything but prayer. Devote yourself. Don't just do it because somebody asked you. Don't just do it because somebody's hurt. Like my brother was in an accident on Wednesday. Hallelujah. It's a week today. Broke his jaws on both sides. But God but God. And he had surgery on yesterday. But God, devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Because even when these things happen, glory to God, you are a house of prayer. So you know how to tap just right in. You don't have to travail. You don't have to tarry. Just go in. Door open. Boom. The church of God is marching, and the door is wide open. So just go into the throne room and begin to talk to him. Why? Because you have easy access, because you're a house of prayer. And verse 3 says, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim, hallelujah, glory, 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 the mysteries of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Listen. Somebody, are you in chains? See the different stories in the Bible where Paul was in chain, and remember all of the different, like Simon, when they were locked up in prison, all the different things that happened. The enemy is always trying to block the mystery of Christ from being revealed. So that's what he sent all of these different situations to get us off course. And he'll use whoever he can. But guess what? If you're a house of prayer, I can see him dodging you. I can see him staying inside because he know you outside. I can see him going outside because he know you're inside. I say, Lord, make me a house of prayer. How many of us want to be a house of prayer? How many of us want God to reign in our life? How many of us want to receive the latter rain of the blessing of God? Just ask him right now. Lift up holy hands and ask the Lord to make you a house of prayer. See, these are God's commandment. Why we need corporate prayer. Amen. And I have so many scriptures here. I'm not going to be able to read them all, but I want to be able to substantiate the value, put emphasis on why we need to connect ourselves with kindred spirits. Amen. Why do we need to be connected with people that are serious about the manifestation of the prayer request? So I'm going to stop right here, and I'm going to take a commercial break. But the commercial is, get ready, everybody, December the 30th, December the 31st, coming into the new year. I'm so excited about what God is going to do. We're having our watch night service. We're having a two-day conference. So it's going to start on December the 30th, glory to God, and December the 31st, which will take us on into the new year. We're going to do a prophetic play and dinner, hallelujah, on the 30th. We're going to celebrate. We're going to pray. We're going to travail. We're going to birth our gifts. We're going to do a deliverance service, glory to God. I just want everybody to get ready. Get your team together. If you got intercessors that you work with, if you got some people, bring them. Bring them, and we will be giving announcements how you can register, how you can, we're going to, hopefully everyone will be able to stay at the hotel so that you don't have to be going back and forth to your home, that you can stay at the hotel with us, and that when we go in, hallelujah, a bunch of houses of prayer, prophetic presence of God is what we are seeking. Amen. That God's presence take over. That God's presence dwell in us. Amen. And because his presence dwells in us, transformation in churches, transformation in our cities, transformation in our nation, transformation in our world. And I want to say transformation even in the galaxy. Hallelujah. So you don't want to miss it. You want to get ready for that event. You want to get ready for your life to be made better, having been at this prophetic conference. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's nothing better than connecting yourself with people that love God. Can literally say, falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing that I've ever done. Glory to God. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's the commercial break. Hallelujah, glory to God. So why is corporate prayer important? We model Christ with his disciples when we do corporate prayer. Amen. So it's a prayer conference. So if you know intercessors, if you got people that you want to provoke them to growth, we want to encourage you to get team ready, because I'm telling you, it's nothing like having a relationship with God that any time you call him, he answers. Amen. Not only does he answer, but you hear him. Amen. I'm going to read Luke 11. And I'm going to read verses, I think I'm going to read 1 through 9. It's not never too much of the word. It was Jesus when he was teaching on prayer. It was Jesus when he was talking to his disciples. It was Jesus when he was telling them the need for prayer, how to pray. The Bible says one day Jesus was praying in a certain place. And when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, can you imagine Jesus praying and you watching him and you listening and you'd be like, oh, my God, teach me how to do that. But the disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. He didn't say teach me. He said teach us. So that was a corporate anointing even on that one disciple when he said teach us. Because he's not a us. He was an I. But he was concerned about community. He was concerned about city. He was concerned about world. He was concerned about galaxies. Amen. He said us. Just as John taught his disciples. That's what he said to Jesus. And he said to them, there we go again. He didn't say to him, he didn't say to I, but he said to them. It was one person talking, but he answered everyone. This is what he said. He said, when you pray, say, Father, acknowledge me. Amen. And then honor me. Tell me. Holy be your name. Hallowed be your name. So first I want you to acknowledge me, and then I want you to give me some accolades because I'm God and I'm King of Kings and I rule and I super rule. So I want you to give me my accolades because I want you humble. And then I want you to say, your kingdom come. I want you to even tell me how good my kingdom is and tell me I want your kingdom to come. And then he said, give us each day. He still was talking about corporate stuff. Give us, not give me. Give us each day our daily bread, not my daily bread, but I want you to take care of everybody. Then he say, forgive us. If you don't hear corporate in that, forgive us our sin. Then he say, for we also, still we, also forgive everyone, still corporate, who sinned against us. Then he said, and lead us. I hope you hear me. I hope prophetically you hear me. And lead us not into temptation. Suppose you have a friend and you go to him at midnight and you say, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. And a friend of mine on the journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him. And suppose the one insider answer, "Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything." Tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. Verse 9. So I say to you, ask. Hallelujah. And it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open to you. So it went from corporate to personal. So when we pray corporately, the commanded blessing of individual blessing come forth. Amen. Ask, and it shall be given. See, we have to ask in faith without doubting. Seek. Look for some, play the song, "I am expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. I don't care how it look. I don't care how it look. I don't care how it sound. But I am expecting great things." You could be broke and it ain't a joke. Broke financially, broke physically, broke spiritually, broke mentally. You could be broke, 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 broke. But the Bible says, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door will be open. Ask, A for ask. Seek is the S in the ask. Knock is the K. And asked. So all together we say asked. Hallelujah. I'm getting a revelation right there. Come on, come on, come on. Right there. Glory to God. I'm just excited because I understand that it's all about the kingdom. And everything in your alabaster box is going to come together to be a blessing. Amen. So that was Christ's motto of prayer. I have a few other verses, and then there go Paul modeled the same thing that Christ modeled. Amen. That was in Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. And I'm going to take the time out, and I'm going to read that for you. Because if you really want revelation, I want to encourage you to get in the Word and stay in it. In Colossians, first chapter, verse 9 and 10, for the Bible says, "For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually to fill you with the knowledge of his will, through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives." See, the Spirit gives wisdom. "So that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him." I like this part. "And please him in every way." Glory to God. Pleasing him in every way. So what is pleasing him in every way? Listen what it says. Bearing fruit. Bearing fruit. We have to bear fruit. These gifts are not yours to just keep. You have to bear fruit and growing in the knowledge of God. So as we bear fruit and we produce good works, we grow in the knowledge of God, not in the knowledge of your will, but the knowledge of God. See, we should be growing in the things of the kingdom. We shouldn't be fighting. We shouldn't be jealous-hearted. We shouldn't be envious. We should be growing, growing, forever learning. I'm going to say that again for somebody. forever learning. I heard someone say they are forever students. We should all be a forever student because we're going to be forever learning as long as we're here in this earth realm. Always having a teachable spirit. Amen. Try the spirit by the spirit to know if it's God. It's the month of October. And that's a whole different teaching. But I pray that no one on this line is doing the Halloween thing. I pray. I don't care if they have it at your church. I don't care if they have it in your community. Don't open up that portal for the enemy to come into the foundation, not only of your foundation, but the foundation of your family. But let me read this verse here in Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. Listen what the Bible says. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. It's all about making something happen. My brother Cash App name is Make It Happen. We make it happen through prayer. We make it happen through obedience. We make it happen through listening and learning and growing. Amen. Bearing fruit in every good works so that we can grow in the knowledge of God. See, God is like this. Either you're in or you're out. You're going to do it or you're not. So, but he's a forgiving God. Don't get me wrong. But in order to be on the front line in leadership, as a soldier, as a prayer warrior, I want to encourage you to dance, cause the devil to be upset. You know, your dance may not look like nothing to you, but every prophetic move, every time you wave your arm, every time you clap your hands, every time you, whatever kind of design you make it in the heavenlies, the enemy doesn't like it. You should meditate and see things happening when you raise your hands up. Meditate and see things happen when you clap your hands, when you snap your fingers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got a bunch of scriptures on corporate prayer. Corporate prayer is the way in which God has chosen to bring about plans and purpose on earth and also bringing maturity and humility to his people. So we're praying in the name of Jesus that at the conference, hallelujah, that there's a fresh wind straight from heaven that come and rest upon everyone there, that we're transformed. Because after dealing with COVID-19, the vaccination people, you got some say get it, some say don't get it, some say you in fear if you get it, some say you in fear if you don't get it. What I say to you today is, don't be judgmental. If a person say they didn't get it, so be it. If a person say they got the vaccination, so be it. But all we know is God got us. God got us. I think it's a personal decision. But if you're going to not get it and you know that people have been dying here and there, use common courtesy. If somebody say put a mask on, put it on. Amen. Wash your hands. Important at the offset to stress that this plan is of God. He allowed it to happen. He's a sovereign God. He's omnipotent. He don't sleep or slumber. So he allowed this to come up on the land. And I believe that it matched perfectly with if my people who are called by my name, listen, I just feel like it goes with 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. So COVID entered, COVID came. He said, if my people who are called by my name, just humble yourself. I need you to pray. I need you to look for me. And I need you to turn from some of them wicked thoughts those wicked ways so that you can hear from me. And so I'll forgive you. And when he said, I'm going to heal your land, he's talking about your body. Your body is the land God want to heal. Because he need us to be whole. So that when we go into warfare, there's no door open that the enemy can get in. It's tight, it's sealed, and it's right. Hallelujah. Whew, glory to God. We asked him to heal our land so that we can be used for his glory. Amen. See, he is so omnipotent that he can devise any plan, bring about his purpose on this earth, on this planet. So maybe he allowed COVID to come so he can get some attention. You know, because we busy. We doing too much. OverTheTop.com. If we're not on the internet, if we're not on Facebook, if we're not on Twitter, Instagram, name it, claim it, we're there. So God said, I'm going to slow all this down. Because you're going to call me. You know the song, you better call Tyrone. You better call Jesus. He's servant. His sovereignty and his wisdom, the way he strategized to get us where we need to be so that his plans that he has for us can manifest in the earth realm. So corporate prayer is simply, or should I say, it's a simple plan that God has for his people. And it's found in the scripture. I gave you many scriptures. And he empowered us by allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us into focusing on God's desire, not just for us, but for the church, city, for the nations, for the communities, for leadership. Pray, 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 pray. See, prayer is, it originates with God. And guess what? And it's all about God. It's about the worshiping of God, the plans of God, the heart of God, the love of God extended to his people. So you want something? You want something to change. You want a situation. It could be, I don't care how long that it's been. Prayer can cause the commanded blessings of God to manifest. Amen. I'm going to give you the scripture. The command. You ever heard of the commanded blessings of God? See, there's a commanded blessing. These are blessings that God commanded to happen. Amen. I think one of the scriptures, I know it's in Deuteronomy. I go there. And it's also in Psalm 133 and 3. But I'm going to read Deuteronomy 28 and 8. And the Bible says, the Lord will command the blessings on you in your storehouse and in all to which you set your hands to do. And he will bless you in the land, your body, which the Lord your God is giving you. So it has a trifold meaning. You the land, then he going to heal. Then he going to heal your land in the earth realm. God is trying to heal his people, deliver his people. He's trying to set us free so that whom the Son set free is free indeed. I say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see. And there's a lot of stuff about us that you just won't like when you really get in his presence. Let me read Psalms 133 and 3. Still talking about the commended blessing that come forth through corporate prayer. The Bible says, as the dew of Haran and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion, well, mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. We're talking about the commanded blessings coming forth. Whew, isn't that good? See, Congress don't have to get together to make that happen. They don't have to get in the from the state to the local government and the government, the U.S. government. They don't have to get there and fight for hours and hours. But when we do what we're supposed to do, the commanded blessing will take its course. Amen. Remember what I said in 1 Timothy, 2nd chapter. He said, I urge them, first of all, that petitions and send prayers and intercession and thanksgiving, that it be made. He want us to go forth. He want us to talk to him. He want to open up our ear gate. He want to open up our eye gate. He want to give us the desires of our heart, because he said, if you would only delight yourself in me. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I'll give you the desires of your heart. So we have to delight in him. Have fun in his presence. Laugh. You know, we can act silly, but do it in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires. And there's a hidden power that comes that changes everything in our lives. Prayer changes everything. Amen, somebody. Come on, I need to hear you. Amen, somebody. We're talking about taking prayer to the next level. You know, where the gift of speaking in tongues is not foreign. You know, the interpretation of tongues, praying in the Spirit, being baptized in the Spirit. See, our prayer language is essential so that we may grow in things of the kingdom. But don't get it twisted. If you don't pray in tongues, God's not going to keep you out of heaven. But if you want all of the gifts, like Paul said, I want them all. I mean, why not? If they're all available, why shortchange yourself? You're talking about spiritual gifts. So I want to encourage everyone, pray in tongues every day. So first do it 15 minutes. I'm going to go light. So every day for 15 minutes, I'm praying tongues. And then move on up every day. See, that's spiritual exercise. Then I'm going to do 30 minutes. And then I'm going to do 45 minutes. Build yourself up in your holy faith. Jude 20, he said, but you, beloved, building yourself up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit. Talking to somebody. Amen. Amen. The gift of speaking in tongues is a gift. And there are four primary scriptures I'm going to give you before I let you go that cites the evidence of praying in tongues. One of them is Romans 8 and 26. Amen. And the Bible says, likewise, the Spirit help us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself, that's powerful to me, intercede for us with groaning. Listen, when you're praying in the Spirit, your spirit is groaning too deep for words. Let your groaning come forth. Let the groaning come forth. Pray in the Spirit. Be empowered. And then 1 Corinthians 14, and I'm not going to read it all, but when you find time, read it. It's talking about the one who speak in tongue build himself up, but the one who prophesies build up the church. Now, I want you to all speak in tongues. Listen, I want you all to speak in tongues and even more to prophesy. So if he wants us all to speak in tongues, he said, I want all of everybody to prophesy because the spirit of prophecy is the life of Jesus. Don't be afraid of prophecy. You know, I tell all the ministers in our church, after they minister, they have to prophesy. You know, you didn't minister the word, you didn't pray. God's going to talk to you. He's going to give you a word to give to God's people. The one who prophesy is greater. Listen, this scripture, I'm not making it up. The one who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues. Unless someone interprets. I'm not making it up. This is scripture I'm reading. Amen. The one who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues. Unless someone interprets. So that the church may be built up. So these are different gifts. So if you got both of them, guess what? You begin to pray in tongues, which is a difference from praying in tongues and speaking in tongues. Because when you speak in tongues, it's going to be an interpreter if you're doing it in the presence of the church. You could have the gift of interpretation. Normally, when that gift activates, once you speak in tongues, the next audible words that you say, church may be built up. Amen. Man, I want to go on and on, but guess what? My time is up. My time is up. But I do know one thing for sure. You don't want to miss Watch Night service. You don't want to miss coming into the new year, 2022. Hallelujah. I like the way it sounds. How about you? Amen, amen, amen. We're going to be able to provide registration information. We want you to get ready, get ready, get ready, because God is doing something new for his people. Amen, amen. And if you like what we're doing, I just want to encourage you to sow into the ministry. Those of you that's already sowing, we want to send blessings of love and peace and joy, and that you would always walk in God's best. Those that have not sowed and you have a desire to sow, we want to give you the website. It's www.giveify.com. You can go to, it's GiveLify, I believe, .com. And look for Kingdom Builders. Look for Pastor Teresa or QT, Quentin Docs, Elder QT Docs, and you can sow into the ministry so that things like this, during the conference, we have a food ministry that's going to be activated in 2022. A few things we got going on, but we want to encourage you to sow where you grow. Amen? Because we're here live at 5 every Wednesday, every Sunday, 12:30 service. Amen. God bless everyone. And I just want to play my song because guess what? You know how when you was in the world, you say, that's my song. Guess what? This is my song. I want to send love and blessings from Elder and myself and the whole entire Kingdom Builders family. We love you and ask God to make you a house of prayer. Let me play my song for you. God bless everyone. And thank you for joining.
Make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer.
Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer, Lord.
Is the fire on my altar never burn out?
The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer.
God bless everyone. Have a supernatural rest of your day. God bless you.